That's that time of the week. We talk Diamondbacks baseball with the president and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Derek Hall, who joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Derek, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Vince. Not terrible. I'm actually sitting in Bick's old town near the Windy City and ready for the series.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Kind of a rough schedule. Four against the Dodgers, including a doubleheader. No rest. Right to Chicago. Four against the Cubs. And things have not gone well. I mean, there were bright spots in the Dodgers series, but overall, they were just too much to handle. Just your thoughts on what transpired in Los Angeles, Derek.
Yeah, what a difference a week makes, right? Going from three over to three under. But I think the recent historical trends should have pointed us in that direction. It's unbelievable how, you know, go back to the Cubs series, which, you know, we should have won two out of three or even swept them. And yet we have not won a series against the Cubs at Chase Field since 2017. Then you go to the Dodgers series. Taking the series from them a couple weeks back was great, but that was at home. Anytime we go to L.A., for whatever reason, we just cannot play. And we've lost nine straight there. I think it's 18 of our last 19 at Dodger Stadium we haven't won.
Yeah.
Wow. But, you know, this time you could say we were competitive, and we were. I mean, three of the four games were two or fewer runs that we lost by. So, I mean, I think these guys have a lot of confidence. They're producing, you know, at a slow pace. They're getting there. But for whatever reason, we have to get over the hump when it comes to L.A.
And what's a shame, too, is that this losing streak has coincided with you guys having the stage all to yourselves after the Suns' untimely demise.
Absolutely, Bick. Yeah, and you know, we certainly wanted the Suns to continue going. And you're right, though. When that stopped and there's no hockey, there's no basketball, all eyes are on the D-backs. And at the time, we were playing well. We were on a bit of a roll. And again, it's a hiccup in the schedule. So I'm hoping that fans, sports fans, will continue watching this team, cheering for this team, and seeing that they're young players that are developing before their very eyes. Because the feedback I'm getting from our fans is this team is likable. They like these players. They like Varsho. They like Rojas. You know, they like the hustle. I mean, these guys do not give up. And the starting pitching, though it took a step backwards this last 6 to 10 games, has been really solid. So I think that's a brand of baseball that fans subscribe to.
Derek Hall, president and CEO of the Diamondbacks, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. I think maybe the way you remedy the Dodger Stadium issue, Derek, is you find out what Christian Walker eats before he plays at Dodger Stadium.
And feed everybody
and
else that.
Feed everybody else. I mean, his success there hitting home runs has been uncanny.
It's amazing how he plays there, whether it's against a lefty or a righty. He just, you know, he prefers to hit there, and the batter's eye works for him. Other guys, I don't think it's intimidation. You know, I really don't. But let's remember, too, we're all sizing ourselves up against the Dodgers. If we get where we want to go, Vince, in the next couple of years, you have to compare yourself to the Dodgers. They are arguably the best team in baseball. And when you look at that lineup, Christian Walker can do damage. A lot of our guys can do damage, but it doesn't matter. You put two up, three up, it's hard to come back in the next half inning and put a zero up there, because one through nine, they're all going to destroy you, or can. You know, it's an amazing team, and I think our guys are up for the challenge. I mean, they're disappointed in the way they played. They feel like they can match up against any team, including the Dodgers, and at some point, that's got to turn, and I think it will. Again, let's look back to how we played against them at Dodger Stadium. At Chase Field, not Dodger Stadium. And so, you know, again, I think every team is saying, how do we look against the Dodgers? How do we look against the Mets? How do we look against the Astros? They're just one of the elite teams that you've got to get there, and we're working on it.
Right, and we've been talking for years about how you guys need to get a different methodology in place here to compete with those teams, and when you get young prospects like Alek Thomas come up and flash right away, I think it kind of infuses some belief that there is more on the way, that this plan really might be underway. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, thank you, Bick. I obviously do, and I know that we've got a lot more talent at the AA and AAA level ready to come up as well within the next couple of months. So I think fans are going to be really excited to see those players come up. I talked about it, you know, years ago when I was with the Dodgers, and we had, you know, five consecutive rookies of the year, and all our fans were watching AAA. They were watching Albuquerque. Who's coming next? You know, is it Mondesi and Karros and Piazza and Hollinsworth, and we signed Nomo? That's the feeling that I hope our fans will get here. You know, watching AA, watching AAA, those farm reports really do matter, because these players are going to make a difference, and they're going to be here for a long time.
Yeah. Alek Thomas specifically, Bick mentioned him. He came up partly out of necessity with the Carson Kelly injury and Varsho going behind the plate. But So far, and I know it's only 11 games, and I also know, Derek, it's very hard even for the top prospects once they arrive to stay in the big leagues, but this kid kind of looks like he's cut to stay here for a long time and not go down again. Would you agree?
Totally agree, Vince. I do, and you know, his heart rate is not way up there either. I mean, I know he had a flaw in the outfield play. You know, that ball took sort of a strange hop and went to the wall. Now, out of fairness, you know, Freeman came up after that and drove the ball down the left field line, so those guys probably would have scored anyways. But he doesn't look intimidated. He doesn't look scared. He looks very comfortable, both at the plate and out in the field. So I agree with you. But the most important thing is when you bring up a player like that and a prospect like that, you got to play him. And that's the beauty of it. It hasn't been, okay, we're going to sit you against lefties. No, he's out there each and every game, and that's part of development. And that's what happened with Barshow last year. He came up, and we thought, boy, does he look overmatched, right? I think everybody did. And then he got comfortable. He developed before our very eyes. And this is a guy, when you look on deck and he's there, you can't wait till he gets to the plate. That's going to happen with these other guys, too, if you play them once you bring them up.
Yeah. All right. This is yesterday's news, but I was curious about this. Dan Bellino, the ump that ran Madison Bumgarner, who kind of got your ire. Did you accept his apology? Did you ever get a satisfactory explanation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, since Bumgarner is our guy and he's my guy, and I fired off an email as quickly as I could when it happened, it's tough for me to say, oh, I feel better, it's behind me. But yes, I mean, I give him a lot of credit for apologizing. Not too many individuals and not too many umpires would do that. So I really give him credit for that. But going back to that game, I mean, Dan, that still hurt, right? I mean, we're lucky. Yeah. We pulled that one out. And, you know, you're taking your one or two or three starter out of the game in the first inning. That's really tough, and tough on us, especially on a road trip. So, I mean, it hurt. It still hurts, but I do accept the apology, and I give him a lot of credit for having done so.
I'm talking with Derek Hall here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. When things turned around and you had that run of success, Derek, a lot of it had to do with the starting pitching. One through five, they were doing a great job. This series in Los Angeles, you know, the starting ERA, I think, was over 11 in the four games. And you have to consider, obviously, you mentioned it, their murderer's row lineup. But where is the concern level right now for the rotation? Or are you chalking it more up to the Dodgers just being a good offensive team?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, anytime you see regression, you want to get back to the level that you were, because that's been our strength. And I think we'll get back there. And as we've talked about, Vince, in the past, starting pitching is so contagious. If one guy takes the ball and goes six, seven strong innings, you think the next night that the next pitcher to step up and hopefully will outdo the night before. So I think we'll start to see that come back. You put a lot of pressure on your bullpen in a situation like that. But as you mentioned, a lot of games and a lot, you know, in a few amount of days, sorry. And I just think they're going to be fine. I really do. But at times like that, you hope your offense can step up and cover it, right? We talked about our offense needing to wake up. We said a few weeks back, at some point here, the starting pitching is going to take a step backwards. Well, we just saw that. So now we need them to take a step forward. Mm-hmm. But if it continues, you need the offense to pick you up. And we also need those guys to come in and stop that gap when they have to eat up innings.
I asked you this, and I asked you these frivolous uniform questions because I do enjoy that.
Yeah, yes, you do.
So earlier in the season, you know, I had asked if it was just going to be white and gray, and it was for a really long time. But now we're seeing the Sedona Reds, we're seeing the Saturday Blacks, we're seeing the Serpientes uniforms. And a lot of fans were wondering, Derek, and maybe you can clear it up, was there some sort of supply chain issue that you couldn't get the full complement of your uniforms, or was that all planned?
No, that's true. That did play a part in it. Good question. No, it did, definitely. But we also wanted to go with, because you did ask that question, and we wanted to make sure we went with the white and the gray on the road. But I think it's good to be mixing it back up. But we did have supply chain issues. We really did. I'm not sure if they were sitting out in the port, but we couldn't get them. And you know, our fans also love the Serpientes, you know, unis. And this year we introduced the pants. I wasn't sure how that was going to look. I got to say, you know, we're pulling them off. It looks pretty good because last year we had the white pants with the Serpientes. But I kind of like it. You know, it's been a refreshing little look for our guys. They like it.
All right, so what are you going to do in Chicago over the weekend besides, I hear the pizza there is good.
Yeah, you know, Gonzo and I are actually taking, we have our evening on the diamond every year, as you know, and we had one in September of last year just because of the pandemic. And one of the auction items was for Gonzo and I to take a group out to dinner. So we're going to do that tonight. So we're actually not going to be at the ballpark tonight. We'll be watching with them, and we're going to Gibson's, and then we'll be at the game tomorrow with some sponsors. But since the pandemic, Bic, I just haven't traveled much. Just, you know, I don't want to contribute to any problems in the clubhouse, and I feel like we should limit it to the traveling party for the most part and let them stay in their bubble and stay healthy. I mean, we just got bit, you know, the last couple of days with some COVID cases, positive cases. So stay away, let them do their own thing. But it's going to be fun to be at Wrigley, as it always is. And again, we'll be with some partners and some of our employees and guys that are going to play host. We're looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
Well, Derek, have fun this weekend. Best of luck to the team. We'll talk to you next Thursday.